住在一起，然后一起。
My heart desire when the buildings will be, once we get the permit to start building, I want to go to the airport, find young people, already get saved and call to the ministry to bring them to Lebanon in that center and spend 1 month, 2 months, and to train them to go back to their country and plant churches there.
当这些 facility 这些地方被建立起来的时候，我也希望在那附近能够找到年轻人，能够信主的年轻人，开始让他们在那里能够花一些时间，几个月的时间住在那里来训练他们。
And the Lord being open door after door, and by the way, Middle East is open for the gospel among Muslims.
神不断的开门中东的地方真的是开启了对穆斯林福音的大门。
For the last 1400 years, the field of Islam never been open like it is open now.
在过去的1400多年里面对穆斯林的福音之门从来没有像现在这么样的打开过。
And I truly believe that we're going to see a revival takes place among Muslims.
我深深地相信这里将会有一个很大的复兴在穆斯林的这样的一个群体里面。
The greatest need is to train leaders. There is people coming to know the Lord, but there is no pastor and no leader to take him under an arm to grow up.
现在最大的需要是对教会领袖的训练。有很多的人愿意信主，但是缺乏牧师带领的人。
And I want to thank you for the Zoomy program that you guys did.Because this is fit in the vision that we train leaders among with other things that we're doing.
我们在你们这里所学习到的天国教母的这样的课程，刚刚能够满足我们这样的需要。它对训练个人的这样的领袖非常有帮助。
And I know there's so many things to do, and when the border with Syria will open between Lebanon and Syria, my goal to visit every church in Syria to strengthen them and give them the word of God.
这里有很多的事情可以来做，尤其是当叙利亚和黎巴嫩的这个边境互通的时候，我的计划是希望能够进到叙利亚的每一个教会，每一个这种宗教的地方能够去传福音。
And my encouragement and prayer for the Syrian they got saved, whether outside Syria, to go back to Syria and plant churches in their homeland.
我的祷告是希望能够让这些离开叙利亚而得救的人能够重新返回叙利亚，把福音在那里广传。
One of the greatest needs now, we're finding out the need to print the word of God.
一个很重要的需要就是在神话语上的训练。
My prayer that we could be able to send like 50,000 New Testament, 25 the whole Bible in Arabic, and if possible to print it in Kurdish and other languages also.
我希望能够有50,000多册的这个圣经，用阿拉伯文写的，能够送到那个。
Because I believe the word of God.Has enough power to change people if we lead them to read the word of God and also will lead them to grow in their knowledge of the Lord.
我相信神的话语本身就有足够的力量能够让他们在这个国度里面成长，所以希望能够读到神的话语，学习神的话语。
And I praise God for you that you have the same vision. When I talked to Brother Fred, he shared his heart. I say,You guys are truly blessing to me that the Lord put in our path.
感谢神让你们也跟我们有同样这样的意向和渴望，回应这样的呼召，愿意在那里有更多的服事。
And I want to put my hand with you to wherever the Lord leads them to grow leaders, to grow churches, and to expand the kingdom of God.
我愿意跟你们一起合作来扩展神的国来回应神的呼召。
And the Zoomy program that we did with the leader in Lebanon, we have about 10 leaders. It was excellent.
现在天国教母在黎巴嫩所做的现在已经有大概10个人10个这样的领袖愿意一起来学习。
All of them, they want to use it in their ministry, in their church, in their surrounding.
他们都同意，都愿意以后在他们的施工里面来充分的使用天国教母这样的教程。
And what you send me the app, it's also great help just to start doing that ministry because they want to implement it in their, with the Syrian refugee and also with the Lebanese community.
所以这是一个非常及时的一个训练，当我们能够从你们这里来学习到的时候，在。
And also, also there is ministry among Lebanese because of the economy collapsing and because of the explosion.Lebanese people become poorer and become no job and hungry, and their heart is tender toward the gospel now.
除了这个叙利亚的难民以外，在黎巴嫩本身，他们也很需要的福音，因为最近的经济的这个危机，然后有这个爆炸，然后当地的人在各个方面都受到很大的压迫。
There is much corruption in the government, and they're looking up to the government. The government is not going to help them. They need to look up is Jesus Christ.
因为政府的腐败，当他们寻求帮助的时候，得不到回应，唯一的希望就是主耶稣基督。
Please, I ask diligently to pray for us, and whatever we can do to expand the word, the kingdom of God, I'm available.
我请求大家为我们祷告啊，无论以什么样的方式能够在那里继续来扩展神的国度、传福音的啊，都求神开路。我是一直会努力的来配合。
And thank you for allowing me to be and to share what God's doing in my life and the vision that the Lord put on my heart.
非常感谢能够给我这个机会分享神在我心里面的呼召。还有我的意向。
If you have any question, if it's okay, Brother Fred or others, like I could answer it.
如果有任何的问题可以。
Let's have a question and answer Q&A section from now on. Anyone want to have a question before we pray together for Pastor Tony and pray for Lebanon?
现在大家是有问题的时间，如果有任何的问题。或祷告的东西都可以问一下。
请问他们所有的圣经送进去的时候是要用哪一种语言？是可以自由的传送这些福音的书籍吗？
Okay. Is there any limitation for the Bible for when you try to import to Lebanon or Syria? Wow.And any language you need, or all kinds of language?
I'm looking for a place to print the whole Bible. And I want to send them, some ministry we partner with, they print some of the New Testament, and we paid some, and they paid some. But I'm looking for a place to build, and there is no limitation. You could send it to Lebanon. Lebanon is a free country because of the Christian there.We could send it there, and we'll minister to the Lebanese, to the Syrian and Lebanon, and also we take the word of God to take it to Syria, which is there is no problem, and there is easy to take it through the border.
Okay. So, Lebanon is a religious freedom country. You can go to any of the Bible books, no problem. And Pastor Tony is now looking for a place to find some printing and printing the whole Bible.现在有很多的这个圣经都是 part of, 就是一部分，有的是新约旧约没有整本的，所以他希望能够用这个阿拉伯语言的整本的圣经这样的一个机构能够帮助他们打，就是印刷。
还有没有其他问题 ？Any more question？
如果是运过去是圣经，那又可不可行呢？
可行的，运过去是你什么意思呢？什么叫运过
去？就是说how about just send from the Bible, send the Bible to that country? Is it possible?
Yes. 他刚才说没有问题，非常的那个黎巴嫩都可以接受，那边有传道人是可以接受的。
OK，
他没有限制。
Pastor Tony, what is that we in the United States who doesn't speak the language can contribute to your ministry in Lebanon or Syria?
The Lord led us about 5 years ago through friends, and we started a non-profit organization called Christ for the Crescent Word. Whatever comes to it, it's a small ministry, it's not a big ministry. Whatever comes to it, it goes to the work of Lebanon 100%. It's Christ for the Crescent Word, WORLD.org or .com.
Okay, thank you.
It's a tax deductible and things like that. Oh, sorry.
So how about like we prepare ourselves to go? What do we need? Like maybe the language or English is okay?
Yeah, English is okay. Now I go 3 or 4 times to Lebanon in normal cases. Actually, I'm going. I already booked my ticket to go on April 4th in 3 weeks from now. I take people from me from America. And basically, I take people that have heart for the people to pray, to minister to them. And they could minister in English. They could do program for the kids. We have the teacher can translate English doesn't have to be. And we ask them, the people comes with us, ask them, how can you help the people, whether you come, whether you do something to help the people in Lebanon? So, we challenge people just to be blessed to those refugees and how the best way we minister to them.
Okay. You are living in Virginia right now, is it?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
Are you in Virginia, U.S., or you are just local to the...
No, I still pastor an Arabic church here in the D.C. area, and I'm training someone to take over. But I go 3 weeks, 4 weeks each time. I spend like 3-4 months to 5 months in Lebanon in a year.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we'll contact you. I'm in Maryland.
How about Pastor Tony? Is it possible they can give us the contact number or mailing address so we can send the Bible to them?
What's the question again? Can you repeat more explanation?
I just want to have the contact number and mailing address so we can send the Bible to them. Is the Bible
To home, to Lebanon?
Yes.
No problem. This is, we give you the name of the church that we work with and we send them to through the church. And we wanna print it, and I'm looking for a print shop. If you know any print shop that we could print them, whether in China, we could ship them from China to Lebanon directly.
That's why I'm going to do that. I plan to do that. I need a mailing address from you.
There's no problem. I mean, before we, I'll give you that. I don't have no problem. Yeah. I have the electronic copy of the Bible in Arabic. We have the right to print it. So if you want to talk afterwards, we want to print it in certain way and in some way that would be able to be, we don't want to print something and it's not right or something wrong in it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
We'll work in the details. Let's put it this way. If we could talk later.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hi, Pastor Tony. I want to mention something. Like, we start up like a prayer meetings in Chinese for Kurdish people, and wherever like a Kurdish lives, we pray for that city. So we plan to pray for like a Lebanon as well. Do you have any prayer requests for this city? And also, do you plan to bring like a short term mission team with you together to Lebanon? Maybe you can serve over there.
Sure. I would love to take anybody that have a heart to serve them. Pray for the Kurdish people after they get saved. This is a great need to get along with each other. because of the effect of Islam on them from before. Sometimes it's a struggle to get along with each other. So it takes prayer, discipleship, growing in the Lord, and especially among the leader, among Kurds. This is a struggle for us. And I'm asking the Lord, show us the best way to minister to them. And I know they've been living in darkness for 1,400 years. We don't expect them to be perfect. And there is nobody perfect either way. But it takes a lot to get stand on their feet, because when they're working as a team, they affect the kingdom of God better instead of fighting with each other. Not fighting, just don't get along with each other. That's number one. Number two, I'm planning to take some people in October, November. We're going to do a Zoom. I talked to Brother Fred there. We're going to do a Zoom for 1 week in our facility. And I'm planning to invite 20, 30 people minimum to that place, to that. And basically, we're trying to train leaders to go and train others through Zoom. And I'm working with Brother Fred on other program, and I have a few of them, other program. I like them, like T4T and other things, which is also will help the people to grow. So I definitely will take people. And if you guys can have a program for the kids, we could have like vacation Bible study and things like that. One of the things we're doing for the kids that don't come to school, we go to the camp in Birmingham, and we play like soccer tournament. And before they start each day, they play the soccer. We just gather and we pray with them, and we share Christ for 10, 15 minutes. And then we share the gospel. I mean, there is lots of opportunity to serve the Lord there.
Thank you. We will keep leveling our prayer and also pray for your missions as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. We have what a nice sharing from Pastor Tony. 我们非常感恩今天早上Tony 给我们这么好的分享。He's forerunner, the pioneer in this area.And also our great partner, 他是这个方领域的领袖啊，已经进进出出这些地方，也是我们最好的伙伴之一。这样 ，So let's spend 3 minutes we can pray together for what Tony has shared. 我们用三分钟的时间一起把他麦克风啊，一起为他祷告。After we pray for him, for the ministry, for the countries, we'll ask Pastor Tony to pray for us. So we.Open our mic, we can pray all together. 那我们现在一起打开麦克风，我们祷告三分钟。You can pray in all language, in whatever you feel comfortable. Okay, let's start to pray now.亲爱的主耶稣啊，我们
亲爱的主耶稣，我靠着我们与托尼的那个，
他是托尼带到周江的，来分享这么美好的见证。周江，感谢你给他的
见证，在你的面前，
他主张他是用库尔德这个语言，不管是在土中，在土中还是在西利亚，还是在黎巴嫩，作为那是去到各个地方，但是
他
们把他们变成全宣教士，让他们回到他们本国，把他们的牧歌大大的升高我们的牧歌。 去预备你的军队，去训练当地的领袖，也能让每一地都能够联合起来，能够在跨国的能够这样子的去将这样的福音能够兴盛起来，而且一切都在你的手中。主，求你亲自在那地做工，恩膏我们的弟兄，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿门。
The material we can thank for a Zoom and we can use that one to train the trainer of the church printer together. We can thank for everything you have prepared for us. We know you want to have a great, huge impact, not just in Lebanon, in Syria, in Iraq, in Jordan, and even in Turkey. We are lifting all these people in your hand. We ask you, you know, continue to bless what Tony has done and pray that we have the same vision. We can work together from now on, you know, until the end of the world. We give thanks for all the great opportunity. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to pray, knowing that without prayer, Lord, we cannot accomplish anything. You already told us, without me, you can do nothing, Lord. And we just humbly seek your face to shine on us. And we humbly ask you to use us, ask you to make a difference in a lost world, Lord. We ask you to make a difference in a dark, very dark, Islamic dark world, Lord. We pray that you open doors. We pray that you shine your light, the gospel, in those lands, Father. We pray that you raise leaders, Father. We pray for my brothers and sisters, each one of them, for their churches, for their ministry, Lord. We pray that there will be a great tool in your hand to accomplish your purpose, to get the gospel, to build churches, to build your kingdom. Thank you. Because their heart desire to make Jesus known through the Muslim world and all over the world. We pray, Lord, that you protect them from Satan, protect them from the enemy that tried to destroy your work. We protect them from within, Lord. We pray that for unity, for love, for holiness, for humility, Lord. We pray that your name will be glorified in everything being done. We give you all the honor and glory, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.